Okay, gang, let's get ready for another exciting edition of Nothing But Old 45's Sweet Country Music. Hit it, boys.
Singing sweet country music, breathing clean mountain air. Singing sweet country music makes me wish that I was there.
Welcome to Sweet Country Music. I'm your host, Larry Kratka, and while country music has been around for a long, long time, there's one thing about it we all love, and that it is down-home, from-the-heart, honest music. And on this show, I'm going to play the biggest hits of country legends from the 50s, 60s, 70s, and way beyond that, many of which are on 45 RPM records, albums, and CDs, and you'll hear some very familiar songs, plus some songs that'll jog your memory a little bit. It's going to be a lot of fun. So let's get going and get to work.
Sweet country music.
You say this ain't over. I've said things that I'll regret. It won't be easy to forget. Scars take time to heal. Before another bitter word gets loose, I was hoping we could call a truce. 'Cause nobody wins, we both lose. Hearts get broken and love gets bruised.
Same old.
welcome to another edition of Sweet Country Music. And I'm kind of excited about our feature presentation coming up in the second half of this show, a tribute to a true country music legend, Hank Williams. Oh, this is going to be something. That was Linda Ronstadt and her very first hit record on the country music charts, Silver Threads and Golden Needles from 1974. The song wasn't exactly a big hit record for the Arizona singer, but it did introduce her to a whole new audience. Now, up until 1974, Linda Ronstadt was heard on top 40 radio stations, but after 1974, she racked up 25 country music hits. Out of the set with Radney Foster and his number two hit record from 1993, Nobody Wins. The song was the biggest hit record he had, spending something like 20 weeks on the Billboard Hot Country Songs record chart. It was also a major hit record for him on the Canadian country music record charts as well.
Sweet country music.
WTBR.
On a warm summer's evening, on a train bound for nowhere, I met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep, so we took turns of staring out the window at the darkness till boredom overtook us. And he began to speak. He said, "Son, I've made a life out of reading people's faces and knowing what the cards were by the way they held their eyes. So if you don't mind my saying, I can see you're out of aces. For a taste of your whiskey, I'll give you some advice." So I handed him my bottle, and he drank down my last swallow. Then he bummed a cigarette and asked me for a light. And the night got deathly quiet, and his face lost all expression. Said, "If you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it right. You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done." Every gambler knows that the secret to surviving is knowing what to throw away, knowing what to keep. 'Cause every hand's a winner and every hand's a loser, and the best that you can hope for is to die in your sleep. And when he'd finished speaking, he turned back toward the window, crushed out a cigarette, faded off to sleep. And somewhere in the darkness, the gambler, he broke even. But in his final words, I found an ace that I could keep. You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough to count when the dealing's done. You got to know when to hold up, when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough to count when the deal is done.
Dirty
30 miles out in the Gulf Stream, I can hear those south winds moan. The bridges are looking lower, shrimp boats hurrying home. Your man down in the quarter slowly turns pale. Took another sip of whiskey, then he looked at me and said, "Man, I was born in the rain by the Pontchartrain, train, but beneath that Louisiana moon. Don't mind the strain of a hurricane, she comes round every June. That hot black water, she's the devil's daughter. She's hard and she's cold and she's mean. Nobody's told her that it takes a lot of water to wash away New Orleans." Come down from Chicago, gonna set that levee right. He said it's got to be 3 feet higher, or it won't make it through the night. Your man down in the quarter said, "Don't you listen to that boy. The water be down by morning sun, he'll be on his way to Illinois."
Sorry about a hurricane. I've been through a few of those when I lived in Florida. Yeah. Now, there's a guy you may have forgotten, Leon Everett, and his number four hit from 1981 called Hurricane. Leon Everett actually had a lot of hit records on the country music record charts, 25 to be exact, between 1977 and 1986. Now, while serving in the U.S. Navy during the Vietnam War, he entered a singing contest just for fun, and he decided to pursue a singing career after he left the Navy. I open the set with a song that is considered by some to be one of the greatest country songs of all time. I open the set with Kenny Rogers and his number one hit from 1978, The Gambler. Here's a piece of music trivia. Kenny Rogers did not write that song, but the writer of the song, Don Schultz, couldn't get anyone in Nashville to record it when he wrote it 2 years earlier in 1976. Two folks finally did record it, but it never caught on until Kenny Rogers recorded it, and the rest is history.
WTBR.
Sweet country music.
Get the honky tonk blues.
Yeah, the honky tonk blues.
Yeah, Lord, I got 'em. I got the honky tonk blues. Well, I went to a dance and wore out my shoes. Woke up this morning wishing I could lose them jumping honky tonk blues. The weary honky tonk blue. Yeah, Lord, I got it. I got the honky tonk blue.
didn't have a place in town. This city life has really got me down. I got the honky tonk blues. Yeah, the honky tonk blues. Yeah, Lord, I got them. I got the honky tonk blues. Gonna tuck my worries underneath my arm. Got right back to my pappy's farm. Forget the honky tonk blues. Yeah, the honky tonk blues. Yeah, Lord, I got them. I got the honky tonk blues. Don't wanna be bothered with the honky tonk blues.
City singers singing about how they can love deeper than the oceans, higher than the stars above. Well, I come from the country and I know I ain't seen it all, but I heard that ocean salty and the stars they sometimes fall, and that would not do justice to the way I feel for you. So I had to sing a song about all the things I knew. My love is deeper than the holler, stronger than the river, higher than the pine trees growing tall upon the hill. My love is purer than the snowflakes that fall in late December, and honest as a robin on a springtime windowsill, and longer than the song of a whippoorwill. From the back roads to the Broadway shows with a million miles between, there's at least a million love songs that people love to sing. And everyone is different, and everyone's the same, and this is just another way of saying the same thing. My love is deeper than the holler, stronger than the river, higher than the pine trees growing tall. Snowflakes that fall in late December, and honest as a robin on a springtime windowsill, and longer than the song of a whippoorwill. My love is deeper than the holler, stronger than the river, higher than the pine trees growing tall upon the hill. My love is purer than the snowflakes that fall in late December, and honest as a robin on a springtime windowsill, and longer than the song. A whippoorwill.
I like playing Randy Travis records because to me he's so smooth. I mean, more traditional country, if you know what I'm trying to say. That was Randy Travis and his number one hit from 1988, Deeper Than the Holler. It was one of 15 number one records the North Carolina singer-songwriter would have between 1986 and 2002. I opened the set with Charlie Pride and something he did back in 1980 called Honky Tonk Blues. The song landed at number one and was one of many number one hit records the Mississippi singer-songwriter would have during his long, long career. Now, as you probably already know, Charlie Pride is one of a handful of African-American members of the Grand Ole Opry. And sadly, Charlie Pride died in December 2020 at the age of 86 from complications from the COVID-19 pandemic.
Sweet country music.
Well, it's Sunday morning and the sun is shining in my eye that is opened and my head is spinning. Was the life of the party. I can't stop grinning. I had too much tequila last night. Oh, Jose Cuervo, you are a friend of mine. I'd like to drink you with a little salt and lime. Did I kiss all the cowboys? Did I shoot out the lights? Did I dance on the bar? Did I start any fight? Now wait a minute, things don't look too familiar. And who is this cowboy who's sleeping beside me? He's awful cute, but how'd I get his shirt on? I had too much tequila last night. Jose Cuervo, you are a friend of mine. I'd like to drink you with a little salt and lime. Did I kiss all the cowboys? Did I shoot out the lights? Did I dance on the bar? Did I start a fight? Little shooters, I'd love to drink them down. Come on, bartender, let's have another round. Well, the music is playing and my spirits are high. Tomorrow might be painful, but tonight we're gonna fly. Jose Cuervo, you are a friend of mine. I like to drink you with a little salt and lime. Every time we get together, I sure have a amigo. Jose Cuervo, you are a friend of mine. I like to drink you with a little salt and lime. Did I kiss all the cowboys? Did I shoot out the lights? Did I dance on the bar? Did I start a fight? Jose Cuervo, you are a friend of mine.
Here's a timeless legend of country music on Sweet Country Music.
Don't look so sad. I know it's over. But life goes on, and this old world we'll keep on turning. Let's just be glad we had some time to spend together. There's no need to watch the bridges that we're burning. Lay your head upon my pillow. Hold your warm and tender body close to mine. Hear the whisper of the raindrops blowing soft against the window, and make believe you love me one more time. For the good time, I'll get along. You'll find another, and I'll be here if you should find you ever need me. Don't say a word about tomorrow or forever. There'll be time enough for sadness when you leave me. Lay your head upon my pillow. Hold your warm and tender body close to mine. Hear the whisper of the raindrops blowing soft against the window, and make believe you love me one more time. For the good time.
There's one of the legends of country music, Ray Price, and one of his most popular and well-remembered hit records, For the Good Times. The song landed at number one on the Billboard Hot Country Record Chart back in 1970 and won Ray Price a Grammy Award for Country Male Vocalist of the Year. That honor took place 18 years after his first hit record that he did way back in 1952. And he went on to win many, many more well-deserved awards. I opened the set with the very first hit record for Shelley West from 1983, simply titled Jose Cuervo. Shelley West is the daughter of country singer Dottie West, and she married another country singer, David Frizzell, and together they had a few hit records. Shelley West retired from performing after the death of her mother, Dottie West, in 1991. Do you like commercials? Well, the answer is probably no. Well, I don't either. Trust me. But if you don't like commercials, I've got some fake commercials coming up in our comedy break. That's coming up next year on Sweet Country Music. Some parodies on the real thing. I'm Larry Krackner. We'll be right back.
Sweet Country Music.
Laugh track.
Hello, and thank you for calling the WAMCO 26 Theaters. Playing in the 26th tonight are the following: All the President's Men, Body Heat, Cinderella, Barbarella, and in the Snack Bar Lounge, Salmonella. We've got The Love Bug, Herbie Goes to Monte Carlo, Herbie Goes Bananas, and a foreign film with subtitles on the repairing of air-cooled engines. For the kiddies, there's an exclusive G-Wing with the featurette tonight, Heidi Does Tijuana. And the adventure film, Ronald McDonald Gets Grease Paint Poisoning. For you horror fans, we got three biggies: The Creature from the Black Lagoon, It Came from Outer Space, and Mr. Haig Goes to Washington. In a Kung Fu wing, we got Good Guys Wear Black, Bruce Lee Against the Dirty Yellow Horde, and The Ancient Chinese Secret, a mystery whodunit about the intrigues and dangers in the fast-paced world of Chinese laundering. Our James Bond Festival concludes this week with the last of the 007 films, Miss Moneypenny Jumps Bond. Finally, there's our blockbuster spectaculars with The Ten Commandments, Ben-Hur, and a film that's also in our Kung Fu Festival, Quacho Fung Ho, starring Charlton Heston as the dynamic high-kicking Dai Chi Buddha. So for a fun evening out with your family, if you don't have a big one, try the WAMCO 26th with all of our 15-seat cinemas. Thank you for calling.
Case number 106. Macho lifeguard Cornelius Stitz likes Sally's form, but she thinks he's a low-life, sleazy dirtbag. His love life is all wet until his friend Bob turns him on to Ultra Bite by WAMCO.
Say, Cornelius.
Yeah?
What you need is WAMCO's Ultra Bite toothpaste.
You think my teeth are the problem?
Well, it's part of the problem.
Okay. I'll try it.
That night at the clam bake.
Hi, Sally.
Hi, Cornelius. What great teeth.
Oh, well, thanks.
For a low-life, sleazy dirtbag.
Oh, thanks.
Let WAMCO brighten up your night with Ultra Bite.
Say, Cornelius, how'd it go with Sally?
She loved my teeth.
Great.
Now, if I could just do something about this hair on my palms.
Let WAMCO make you an Ultra Bite.
Get aboard the train, please.
But we can't.
We just lost all of our traveler's checks.
Oh, but this isn't a problem. There is an office in Nice, and that is the next stop.
Oh, wow, that's great.
Just get on the train.
Okay.
Wait a second. They were American Excess traveler's checks, were they not?
Well, no. They were Wamco traveler's checks.
Did you say Wamco traveler's checks?
Yes, that's right.
Up the air. Pierre, come over here.
Yes, what is it?
These people just lost their traveler's checks.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Wait a second. Tell him what they were.
They were Wamco traveler's checks?
Wamco traveler's checks. All aboard, please.
All aboard the train, please.
I guess I could always call from the next stop.
No, you can't. You can't even afford the tickets.
But wait a minute.
Have a nice day in Marseille.
But...
Wamco traveler's checks. Don't leave home.
Is it possible to two Utes?
To what?
What?
Did you say Utes?
Yeah, two Utes.
What is a Ute?
WTBR.
Sweet country music.
Skip a rope, skip a rope. Oh, listen to the children while they play. Now ain't it kind of funny what the children say? Skip a rope. Daddy hates mommy, mommy hates dad. Last night you should have heard the fight they had. Gave little sister another bad dream. She woke us all up with a terrible scream. Skip a rope, skip a rope. Oh, listen to the children while they play. Now ain't kind of funny what the children say. Skip a rope. Cheat on your taxes, don't be a fool. Now what was that they said about a golden rule? Never mind the rules, just play to win. And hate your neighbor for the shade of his skin. Skip a rope, skip a rope. Oh, listen to the children while they play. Now ain't it kind of funny what the children say? Skip a rope, stab them in the back, that's the name of the game. And mommy and daddy are who's to blame? Skip a rope, skip a rope. Just listen to your children while they play. It's really not very funny what the children say. Skip a rope, skip a rope, skip a rope.
She seemed all right by dawn's early light, though she looked a little worried and weak. She tried to pretend he wasn't drinking again, but Daddy left the proof on her cheek. And I was only 8 years old that summer, and I always seemed to be in the way. So I took myself down to the fair. Some folks whisper, some
is Martina McBride and her number 12 hit record from 1994, Independence Day. Nah, it's not about the 4th of July, but the song did win the 1995 Country Music Association Song of the Year Award. Not bad. It was also nominated for a Grammy Award that year, but didn't win. I opened the set with a number one song from an Oklahoma singer-songwriter by the name of Hanson Cargill, Skip a Rope. The 1967 song was the only number one hit record he would have during a 13-year run on the country music record charts. Sadly, Hanson Cargill passed away in 2007 at the age of 66.
WTBR.
Country music. Here we go, folks. My sweet country music feature presentation. And this time, I'm going to spotlight one of the true country music legends of our time, Hank Williams, and some of his early hits. Hank Williams literally set the stage for modern country music as we know it. He was a featured performer on WSM and the Grand Ole Opry radio show. Sadly, Hank Williams died of a heart attack on January 1st, 1953, at the age of 29 years old. I'm going to play two of his biggest hit records, one from 1951 and the other from 1952. So, let's start with that one on this tribute to Hank Williams on Sweet Country Music.
Goodbye, Joe, me gotta go, me oh my oh. Me gotta go, pull the P-Row down the bayou. My Yvonne, the sweetest one, me oh my oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou. Jambalaya and a crawfish pie and a filet gumbo. Cause tonight I'm gonna see Mama Shazamio. Pick guitar, fill fruit jar, and be gay, oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou. It doors, the farting knows, the place is buzzing. Kinfolk come to see Yvonne by the dozen. Dress in style and go hog wild, me oh my oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou. Jambalaya, a crawfish pie, and a filet gumbo. Cause tonight I'm gonna see Mama Shazamio. Pick guitar, fill fruit jar, and be gay, oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou. Gumbo. Cause tonight I'm gonna see Mama Shazamio. Pick guitar, fill fruit jar, and be gay, oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou. I got a hot rod Ford and a $2 bill, and I know a spot right over the hill. There's soda pop and the dancing's free, so if you wanna have fun, come along with me. Say, hey, good looking, what you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me?
Country music tribute to Hank Williams. That was the number one hit he had back in 1951 called Hey Good Lookin'. It wasn't his first number one hit, but it wouldn't be his last. Hank Williams hails from Alabama and began his music career back in 1937, finally hitting the record charts in 1947. Hey Good Lookin' was inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame in 2001. I want to set with another Hank Williams number one hit, this time from 1952, called Jambalaya. The song sounds like it's been around forever, but Hank Williams wrote it. I mentioned a while back that Hank Williams died of a heart attack on January 1st, 1953, at the age of 29. Now, here's a piece of music trivia to go along with that. He had 8 number one hit records while he was alive, and 4 number one hit records after he passed away. And by the way, Jambalaya has been re-recorded by a very long list of artists over the years.
Sweet country music.
WTBR.
I left Oklahoma driving in a Pontiac, just about to lose my mind. I was going to Arizona, maybe on to California, where the people all live so fine. My baby said I was crazy, my mama called me lazy, I was gonna show them all this time. 'Cause you know I ain't no fooling, I don't need no more schooling, I was born to just walk. Living on Tulsa time, living on Tulsa time. Well, you know I've been through it, when I set my watch back to it, living on Tulsa time. Talking on the telephone line, but they
guess I'm just a waste of time. Well, then I got to thinking, man, I'm really sinking, and I really had a flash this time. I had no business leaving, and nobody would be grieving if I went on back to Tulsa time. Living on Tulsa time. Living on Tulsa time. Gonna set my watch back to it, 'cause you know I've been through it. Living on Tulsa time. Living on Tulsa time. Living on Tulsa time. Gonna set my watch back to it, 'cause you know I've been through it. Living on Tulsa time.
Wine like nobody I know. I dropped by one Friday night and said, can you help me, Creole? I got a little girl waiting on me and I want to treat her right. He said,
I got what you need, son, as we stepped down in the cellar. He reached through the cobweb as he turned on the light. He said, there might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but it's one of those things that gets sweeter with time.
You were sitting in the porch swing as I pulled up the driveway. My old heart was racing as you climbed inside. You stood over there close as we drove down to the lake road. The sun fading that big red sky.
I reached under the front seat and said, now here's something special. It's just been waiting for a night like tonight. Oh, there might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but it's one of those times. It gets sweeter with time. You're still with me, and we've made some memories. After all these years, there's one thing I find. Some say good love, well, it's like a fine wine. It keeps getting better as the days go by. Oh, it might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but it's one of those things that gets sweeter with time. There might be a little dust on the...
Now there's a song you don't hear on the radio much, but back in 1995 it was a number one hit record for David Lee Murphy. Dust on the Bottle was one of two number one hits he would have with 18 years between them. His next number one hit record wouldn't happen until 2018. Now, sometimes I wonder what influences a songwriter to write a song. Now, in this case, it is said that David Lee Murphy was strumming his guitar at his kitchen table one morning, and the song just came to him. Out on the set with Don Williams and his number one hit from 1978, Tulsa Time. It was the first single from his 1978 album, Expressions, and his eighth number one hit on the country music charts. The song was also recorded by rock blues singer-guitarist Eric Clapton in 1978 and became a hit record on the pop charts.
Sweet country music. Memphis. Sounds like she's not really convinced. Well, it could have been Memphis. There you go, a 1991 number three hit for Pam Tillis, Maybe It Was Memphis. The song was from her 1991 album, Put Yourself in My Place. Now get this, the song was originally recorded in the late 1980s, but it was not released until it was put on that album I just mentioned. Now why the delay? Well, it's said that the record company producers thought the song had more of a pop sound and held off releasing the song until Pam Tillis became more established. Well, this time the record executives were wrong. Maybe It Was Memphis was so good it was eventually nominated for several awards. Didn't win, but hey, when you're nominated, that's a good thing, you know? Well, this edition of Sweet Country Music is over. Had a chance to play some Pam Tillis, like you just heard, Shelley West, Hanson Cargo, And of course, during the comedy break, I put in some fake commercials. Kind of a parody on all the commercials we don't like. Hope you enjoyed the show. I'm Larry Crabtree, your host. Sweet Country Music is a production of Nothing But Old 45. Take care.